to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, beautiful, beautiful Wisdom Tribe. Thank you, everyone, sweet souls, sacred souls, beautiful, beautiful people for being here. Thank you so much for bringing your amazing vibration and really creating this orb, creating this platform, creating this tribe and the circle for all of us to evolve and accelerate our consciousness. I'm Ian Shelley, and thank you so much, everyone. I bow down to everyone for being here today and listening to the show. The theme for this particular season here is the illuminated soul, resonance with the truth that is within. So we ask that as we hear the words, as we feel the vibration, as the resonance comes through, that we remember that we truly are an illuminated soul. So right now we're calling the ancient ones, we're calling the ascended masters, we're calling the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power and service to be with us, to support us and open our hearts and our ears today so that we may truly hear the message that the universe has called you to hear today through our next speaker. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Tamara Oviatt is a visionary leader in the human potential movement. Tamara is a sought-after teacher and award-winning author and speaker. As one of the most gifted and powerful healers of our time, Tamara is the founder of Sacred Activations, which was given to her by God and is one of the most powerful and transformational energy work modalities available today. Tamara is an award-winning author of 5 books and the recipient of the 2016 International Publishing People's Choice Award in the category of spirituality. Tamara received the first activation in 2012 from Archangel Metatron, and since then over 100,000 people have experienced sacred activations around the globe. Since the inception of Sacred Activations, Tamara has brought through over 300 powerful activations for every area of life that have been gifted to her from God, from ascended masters, and from angels. She has helped tens of thousands of clients worldwide and has trained over 400 practitioners internationally. Tamara believes everyone deserves to live a life of joy and wellness, and she helps thousands of people internationally to transform themselves and their lives forever. Tamara is actively cultivating her vision of world peace by working with individuals on a global scale and is changing the world by working in the subconscious of humanity and teaching others to do the same, shifting hundreds of thousands and even millions of people at a time. So it gives me great joy to welcome Tamara to Wisdom of the Ancients. Welcome, Tamara.
Hi, thank you so much for having me here. I'm so excited to be with you and your amazing audience.
Yeah, we're very, very excited because everyone, Tamara's going to be talking about timelines, parallel universes, and walk-ins, how to integrate your timelines to bring in your full power. And so, as always, there's going to be meditations or activations. Actually, Tamara's going to take us through 2 activations and maybe more, we'll see, but 2 for sure on the show today. And that is always towards the end of the call, so make sure everyone that you're here for that. Very, very powerful. One of them I'll tell you about is called the Label and Boxes Activation. So Label and Boxes Activation, such a germane activation for everyone that everyone really will be benefiting from that. So that's going to be a little bit later on. And of course, *2 to raise your hand if you'd like the opportunity to ask Tamara a question. There'll be many healings on the call, and I'm not sure what's going to come through Tamara, but something's going to come through Tamara I know is going to benefit every single one of us, either individual through an individual or through an individual reaching the group. So it's going to be a great show. Also, *2 to raise your hand again, or put your question in the question box to ask a question if you're not on the phone. And so we'll get through as many as we can. So that covers a little bit of the logistics about the show. Tamara, I wanted to ask you because you are a walk-in, and you also talk to us a little bit about Shah. So who is Shah? But tell us about your experience with Shah and how the two of you really have become one.
Good way to start. um, All right. Well, I have to tell you a story to explain it all. About 3 years old, I remember standing in the kitchen and people were standing around talking, and I was looking at everybody and I'm, okay, who is this? Who is that? Who is this? And I was sizing everybody up in their belief systems and who they were and what they were like and if they were intelligent or not. And I remember that. I've always remembered that. And then Tamara growing up would always have conversations, and she always heard from people that it was your ego or your higher self that you were talking to with these conversations. So she didn't think anything of it. And she was, you know, in late 90s, was always being told to be a healer. At 18, she healed her cat. And was always being told to be a healer. And the more this went on, the more the conversations went on. And in 2012, when she received the first activations in England in the Roslyn Chapel from Lord Metatron, she was told she was now crystalline and to give these to everybody. But in a meditation after that, Lord Metatron came in and took her to Arctics, and she saw this tall, thin being standing there, and the being, which is me, said, "You and I are one," and it freaked her out, and she laughed. And the next night, she went into meditation again and looked at me again, everything I'm going to talk to you about is from Tamara's memories. Is she looked at me again and said, "Why, you're so beautiful." And it wasn't my outside appearance, because I'm a little bluish and very tall. And but it was, she was talking about my heart energy. And again, I told her, "You and I are one." And she went, okay. And she never understood it. But after close after that, it was the beginning of 2014, she was doing this event, and she was doing a speaking event, and then the next day she had a bunch of private clients, and one of them was this little boy that had a walk-in, and he was also still there. So there was two souls in that body, and she helped the one leave that was supposed to leave, because the little boy was beating himself up. They were arguing and physically fighting all in one body. And so while Tamara did this work, I was always the teacher. Tamara knew that she didn't have to worry about what she was going to teach, because it would just be taught. And if she tried to plan anything out, it would change. And as time went on, you know, Tamara would go to teach, and then I would tell her, you know, we're going to do the diamond activation or whatever. And she would, like, freak out. "Are you kidding me? You're going to floor these people." So there would always be these arguments going on, you know, while she's doing a webinar. And in 2017, we were in Oregon and in escrow to buy a house. And Tamara was talking to a friend of hers that works with unicorns, a really cool lady. And she says, "I don't know what to do. Part of me wants to just take off, and the other part wants to buy the house." And her friend at that time said, "Well, you're a walk-in, right?" Because Tamara remembered that time of 3 years old. Mm. And she said, "Well, yes." And she says, "Well, maybe you left something behind." And when Tamara that just happened, and we were like on a Facebook video call, and Tamara went, "Oh, my God." So she went inside, and we had a conversation. She says, "You mean you're here too?" And I said, "Yes." And she says, "Do you mean I can leave?" And I said, "Yes." She says, "So you'll take over and I can go?" And I said, "Yes." So she left the body at that time. And with her experience with working with walk-ins before, she knew what to do. And a couple days later, we met in the healing chambers, and we were laughing about it. And at that time, I shed a lot of energies off my body. And I started really integrating in the body because I was just doing the teaching. I wasn't, you know, when she was growing up, I was not interfering with her life. I was getting to know planet Earth. This is my first time here. So I was getting to know it here and connecting with it, and then started really integrating in the body. And I fully finished integrating, I would say, about 3 months ago only. It really took me about a year to totally integrate. And Tamara was a really good manifester and some really good things that I needed to learn, you know. But my memories, you know, I'm human. I'm from Tamara's higher self, like Tamara received when she talked to me. You and I are one. she's a higher aspect, or I'm a higher aspect of her. And the power I bring in and the knowledge I bring in of shifting the planet and working with the 5D matrix and the collective consciousness and subconsciousness of the planet, I couldn't be born in a body. I would have blown out the body. That was what my mentor told me, who travels the world teaching esoteric, energetic acupuncture to doctors. He's been Tamara's mentor for 15, 20 years, and telling her she'd be doing what I'm doing. Anyways, so I'm here, and I'm here to assess, and all my memories, I mean, I can go up to Arcturus and connect and receive some downloads and information, but my job is here on the planet. My job is here to be a human. I am running on Tamara's subconscious belief systems. So with me shifting those things out and learning different things and to shift out, I'm helping the whole planet do that and to have all those memories and everything of Tamara. I'm like a regular walk-in. A lot of walk-ins don't even know they're walk-ins. So, you know, I come from another planet, yes, but I am a walk-in. I am human. And I'm here to serve. I'm here to work. And I'm here to help people shift their subconscious belief systems, which run anywhere from 94 to 99% of your life. And so I'm here to help you shift so that we go into world peace like we're supposed to. And I know we are. You know, the world is shifting so fast, and we've got to shift our subconscious belief systems to keep up, to keep raising our vibration higher and higher, to keep up with the shifts that we're going through, because, you know, we are all ascending. So that's my story.
Well, thank you. I was going to ask you, but you answered that, but it's lovely to meet you, Shaw.
I go by Tamara.
Okay. All right, Tamara. I will. I have lots of questions for you. I was going to ask you if your purpose here is to further your own ascension and evolution, but it sounds like no. You're here for humanity.
Purpose. I'm here for humanity.
Yeah, yeah, on a global scale. And I know that you've done a lot of work with activations. And you know, at the beginning of the show, Tamara, we referred to you having done, you know, hundreds of activations. Can you share with us the importance of doing these, well, what they are, and then the importance of us doing these activations?
Yeah. Yeah, I would like to describe myself as a 5D IT. So what I do is I work, see, the 5D, the fifth dimensional grid system is all of our DNA. That's how we're all one. Because we're all plugged in, let's say the mainframe computer, and then we're all PCs, okay? We're all our individual computer plugged into the mainframe computer, so that's how we're all one. And in the mainframe computer, there's all these subconscious programming, or all these background programs for our computers that we run. We don't all run them all, right? Like a PC, you can run some programs and not other programs. And really, we call that your subconscious programming. And if you're familiar with, like, hypnosis and stuff, they teach that it's 94 to 99% of your subconscious programming is your subconscious programming that's running your life, and you don't even know it. So it doesn't matter how much you try to manifest something. If you don't have the software to do it, you're not going to be able to achieve it. Or if you have software that's stopping you from achieving it, no matter what you do consciously, 5% of your life, is you're not going to be able to create it. And so what I do is I clear you out from the mainframe computer, those different programs, so that you're no longer running them. Because there, you could work on yourself for years and years and years and years on a certain subject, and if you haven't cleared yourself out of the mainframe computer, you're still running it in the background, and it will continue to recreate in your life, no matter how many times you try to shift it.
Yeah.
And a lot of the activations are really deactivations. They deactivate a lot of programs that are outdated for you and outdated for the earth, so that you're no longer running them. And what happens is it goes through. So now those are being cleared out of the mainframe computer, and it's easier for people to unplug when there's not as many people or as much energy plugged into those belief systems, if that makes sense, because the energy isn't as powerful. I mean, that's why a lot of the planet is in lack and limitation, because it's such a huge program. And when we start unplugging from this, it starts going through everywhere, and it starts traveling throughout the whole collective subconsciousness, because if we have a subconsciousness running our lives, the world has a subconsciousness that's running the world, which is created by our subconsciousness.
Yeah.
So if 10 million of us believe in lack and limitation, that's a really big program.
Right.
You know what I mean? But if we start believing in abundance and flow, then, and we start plugging into that, and that becomes 20 million people, then it's much easier for all the people in lack and limitations to start letting that program go, because it's not as powerful as it was, if that makes sense.
It does. And I think a lot of people understand, you know, I think mostly intellectually, you know, certainly in our minds, that, you know, so I'm talking about people on the spiritual path, or people who are more attuned to the vibratory nature of humanity, and that everything's energy. We understand that when, you know, we think a thought, it makes a difference. You know, if it's a positive thought versus a negative thought, it makes a difference to the collective. But sometimes it's so hard from a human level to kind of really, really believe that we're making a difference. So share with us how important it is for us to continue on the path, to continue to do that good work.
It's everything. And I mean, because we are the creators of this world. We are creating this world. We're creating every single thing that happens on the planet. And there is an opposition to wanting peace, love, joy, happiness, and abundance. There's also an energy of keeping you as a slave mentality and lack limitations and totally and completely hypnotized so you can be controlled. Now, see, this is all part of the game. Because how are we going to learn if we don't have both sides here? Right? So what I'm doing with my work is collapsing those both sides and realizing it's just one energy. It's not bad or good. We're not in a spiritual war. The war is really inside of us, not outside of us. When we come together within ourselves, then the world starts also coming together within itself. Because, again, the spiritual war is inside of you. It's not out there. You are creating what is out there by how you're feeling inside. So it's in the subconscious belief systems. Again, it runs 95 to 99% of your life. You've got to shift those. And if you're thinking positive and you've got a negative belief come up, guess what? That's a subconscious belief system that's coming up.
So the belief systems are more deeply rooted than our thoughts.
Much deeper.
Yeah, yeah. And I think later on in the show, in a little while, you're going to take us through an activation to clear some of that as well, which is going to be a beautiful act of service. So thank you so much. I wanted to talk a little bit about the, because you mentioned the parallel universes, you mentioned timelines. I wanted you to share with us, maybe if you pretend that we've never heard of parallel universes or timelines before. No, virtually everyone has, but I think for the sake of the explanation, Tamara, just talk to us about parallel universes and timelines. Just give us a bit of a context around those, if you don't mind.
No, not at all. Absolutely. You know, people talk about past lives all the time.
Yeah.
And future lives and how they live on other planets, or they're from this planet or that planet. Well, you know, there's really no such thing as time, right? So that means your soul is scattered in your past life, it's scattered in your future life, and it's also scattered in other universes. So the process I'm going to do later is going to collapse all of that into the now. So you will have no past lives to deal with, you will have no future lives to deal with, and you'll have no parallel universes to deal with. Because people talk about jumping timelines and stuff. No, you bring it all into the now, and then you bring in your full power. You remember how they all talk about how we're supposed to become one?
Yeah.
Well, in order to become one, we have to become one within ourselves first. And do we really want to be in our power? You've got to bring all your power in. You know, and people talk about, well, I've had 1,000 past lives. Okay. That means your soul is split up and living 1,000 lifetimes all at the same time. So the process I'm going to do at the end of this call is going to bring in and collapse all of those past lives. It's going to collapse the future lives, and it's going to collapse the parallel universes that you're living in and bring all your power into the now so that you can be completely and totally present. You know, everybody's saying, wake up, wake up, wake up. But yet they say, look at that shiny object over there, right? Your job to wake up, and again, 99% of your life is ran by your subconsciousness. Waking up means being conscious. And it takes practice. That means be here now. Stop letting your subconscious belief systems run your life and stop living in your future, past lives, and parallel universes. You got to be here now. That's why we're here, is to be here now. And if you want to manifest and have the life you desire, so important to be conscious and to be awake.
Yeah.
And that means stop letting all those programs run your life. And that also means collective consciousness programs.
I can sense the power as you're speaking in being here now. And we know that powerful phrase, be here now, being in the now. But sometimes it's also good to hear the words spoken and hear the vibrations and feel the vibrations behind the words that you speak, Tamara. Can you share with everyone on the call today the why? Just to hear the words and feel the vibrations. Why? Why be here now? Why is it really so important to be here now?
You came here to experience the major shift of Gaia. You came here knowing you are creating all of this. You came here to be here now. So you've got to really, really be present, and it takes practice. But the more you can pull yourself out of just drifting off somewhere and being in the present, being right here, right now, you are so powerful. You have no idea how fast you can create whatever it is you desire just by being here and really being here and really being conscious. And bringing that energy in and focusing on the right here and the right now. In the peace, love, joy, happiness, health, and abundance for all. I mean, because we are moving into that. We are moving into what I would like to call the Garden of Eden, where everything is supplied for you. And that's not going to happen through politicians or anything else. It's going to happen only through your heart, only through you. And I'm watching the dominoes effect happen around the planet, and people are waking up and realizing that we do have the power to be here now, and it's so amazing, and I'm so thankful to be here and to be of service and to witness all of this. And I hope you are too, because the more you look at the ocean and say it's beautiful, it's lovely, there's such amazing life in the ocean, the more the ocean becomes alive. The more you look at the world and say, wow, what a beautiful day, the more the world becomes beautiful. If you're looking at the ocean, oh, we've got to save the ocean, the fish are dying, then you're creating that energy. If you want an ocean full of beautiful fish and sea life and coral and all of that, then that's what you have to see, because you are creating what is outside of you from what you think inside of you. Your emotions, your thoughts, your feelings are creating this world. And everything that is happening in your life, you're never a victim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just letting that settle. Just letting that sit with everyone. So everyone just, you know, reflect on that, contemplate what Tamara is sharing, and just let that sit in your being. Let your heart feel those amazing words and vibrations that Tamara is sharing with us. Yeah. Tamara, I want to talk about self-limiting beliefs and our belief system and some of these deep-rooted belief systems that maybe affect sometimes our willingness, not just our ability, but our willingness to think positively, to feel positively, to say the things that you're sharing about, you know, looking at the ocean as beautiful and bountiful and plenty. So we've got these belief systems that run through us and in our subconscious. So let's talk little bit about how they formed and then what we can do about them.
Well, a lot of the programming you have is formed from 0 to 7, and you came in with some of the programming. But a lot of the programming is formed from 0 to 7. You are in theta brainwaves the whole time. And remember, you're a brand new PC. And so you're receiving all of the software that is running your life now. So what you learn then, you are still creating and running off of now. And those are the old, outdated programs that I help you clear out so that you can be more present right here and right now and see the ocean as plentiful. A lot of it comes in at that time, but if you were watching the news, reading newspapers, I don't care what news outlet you're listening to, they're going to be repeating the same thing over and over and over and over again to you. And that's also how you do programming, is you keep repeating things and repeating things and repeating things, and then you start to believe it and you don't even know why you believe it. It's just a belief system because it's been now activated in your subconscious programming, because it's being repeated over and over and over again. So what I like to repeat over and over and over again is, you're amazing. You are abundant. You're beautiful. You're full of joy and happiness and health. And you are completely and totally loved, and you're amazing just the way you are. Now listen to that 100 times. You'll wake up with a smile on your face. You know what I mean? So it's, again, it's our subconscious programming. And it really is, and it's just, it's such an interesting world. But again, with the ascension that we're going through and our learning process, you know, we're here to play this game. We're here to learn this and go through this. And we're here to really learn that we're all in this together. It doesn't matter what country you live in, what color your skin is, you know, who you voted for, if you're gay or straight, none of that matters. We're all beautiful, beautiful beings. We're all brothers and sisters. We're all plugged into the same mainframe computer. We don't all run the same programs. Because we get to delete programs and add programs that work for our PC, for ourselves, for our body. But we're learning more and more and more and more that we have control over this and we can do this. And we can change things and we are changing things. And people are becoming present. And it's just so lovely to see. And people are realizing how amazing they are and how beautiful mm-hmm. they are. You know, it doesn't matter if you're short, fat, skinny, tall. I mean, you're so beautiful. I mean, the humans are just absolutely gorgeous, beautiful beings, and so lucky to be able to look different than each other. When you start evolving, 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 you know, people start looking all alike. Well, here, you get all look different and be different. What a blessing.
Yeah, celebrate and, you know, that, yeah.
Celebrate the difference. Celebrate not being like everybody else. You know, people want to be normal. What the heck is normal? You know, we try to act like each other and look like each other. Why? Celebrate your uniqueness and the beauty that shines within you.
Yeah. Yeah, you shared a little bit just right now, Tamara, about the importance of having that, you know, it's a little bit, you know, in a sense, it's simplistic, but so powerful, having that positive attitude and, you know, that self-talk to work through some of the programming. But what are some of the other ways that we can really utilize the higher consciousness, the fifth dimensional and beyond consciousness of our collective higher selves?
We are in the fifth dimension, and we are creating so much faster than ever before. So just focus on, even dance around your living room and sing a song and think about something you want to manifest or create, even just joy. Dance around, say, this is one of my favorite sayings, I is happy, happy, joy, 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 happy, happy. And just repeat that to yourself. When you're driving down the road or taking a bath or taking a shower, happy, happy, joy, 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 happy, happy. Happy, happy, joy, 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 happy, happy. And you start repeating that, you'll start giggling. And it'll, just by saying the words of a very positive word, because words have vibrations too. And words are spells, right? It's called spelling. So give yourself the spell of happy, happy, joy, 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 happy, happy. See, when I start repeating that, I start giggling.
Yeah, sometimes we really try and overcomplicate that and overthink it. But there's such power as you share in the vibration and the emotion. The joy, the bliss, yeah. The happiness, compassion, yeah. Kindness, you know, recognizing, you know, when you look in someone's eyes and you recognize that they are a beautiful, beautiful soul, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful soul. I mean, that vibration just up-levels everyone.
Everyone.
So thank you for reminding us of that. Because sometimes, you know, we just try and overcomplicate things. We make it, we almost want to make it like it's so difficult. You know, it's a 1,000-piece puzzle that we have to solve in order to ascend or in order to expand our consciousness. But it really is a lot to do with the vibration that we carry and connecting to those frequencies. Yeah. Well, I would love to go to the phones for a little while because people have questions, and that's a wonderful way for you to share more knowledge and guidance and wisdom through whatever's coming through the callers and the questions. So if that works for you, I'd love to go to the phones now.
Absolutely.
Let's do that. Okay, so let's go to Clarion, Pennsylvania. So if you're in Clarion, Pennsylvania, excuse me, and the last four digits of your phone number are 3332, you're on live with Tamara. So just let us know who you are and ask your question.
Hi, Ian. Hello, Tamara.
Hi.
It's Shelby.
Hi.
Welcome.
Can you hear me okay?
Perfectly.
Okay, good. I've been following Tamara for over 5 years now. Hi, Tamara. It's so good to hear you.
Hi,
happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. You know, I'm learning a modality that is very fascinating to me. And they are very congruent, like what each word means is our frame of reference, right? And so what is your frame of reference to a walk-in? This is the first time I've ever heard you talk in third, like you're calling your, you know, your say, like, my name's Shelby, and I would go, well, Shelby's walking down the street, you know, instead of I'm walking down the street. So this is the first time I've heard you change into where you're not always Tamara. You even had, what was it, Shay or Shaw or something?
Yeah, from my planet, my name's Shaw, but I am an aspect of Tamara's higher self. And
okay.
I'm Tamara. Yeah, I am Tamara. And I go
and
by
Shaw.
Tamara.
Okay, so you say, like, every rose is a flower, but not every flower is a rose. Something like that?
Okay, I'm not sure.
Okay, so every rose is a flower. Do you agree that every rose is a flower?
Okay.
But not every flower is a rose.
Okay.
So Tamara's higher self is all these things. I just don't have, no one's ever given me a definition of what that means. Like, what do you mean, you know, you're Tamara, Tamara's, are you Tamara and Tamara is you? I've never heard this. It's confusing me. Why?
Well, see, my vessel is, there was two souls in it.
Okay.
And one is gone, and there's now only one soul in this vessel.
So how long were there two souls?
53 years
there were two souls, and no longer. Yeah. Just that 53
no.
years.
Yeah.
Okay. So someone passed, someone went somewhere else?
Yeah.
And we believe in eternity and infinity, so it's not dead, right? It's
no.
just not with
Absolutely
you anymore?
Absolutely not. No, I can connect and talk.
Okay. Right. Right. I mean, I believe in infinity,
you know,
and eternity.
You would call that level heaven.
So it just went somewhere else. It walked. It was like walking to a hamburger joint or something, like a walk-in, right? Did it just leave? Is it going to
yeah.
come back? Is
yeah.
is it happy? Is
well,
it sad? Or there's part of you being lost? I don't know. There's something different.
No, I'm not lost. I'm completely and totally whole.
No, not you, honey. Yeah. Not you, sweetie. No, 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 no. I mean, this thing
Cameron,
that's not with Cameron, you anymore.
Cameron's not. The other soul here that was originally born in the body, Tamara, is very much alive as a soul, just like anybody that is in heaven is very
okay.
much alive. They left the vessel because there's really no such thing as death.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, are they, like, hanging out at the beach or the ocean, you know, the mountains?
No.
Or,
a whole new
do
level
you miss
is,
it, or are you attached to it like that? Do you have a...
No,
because
I'm very
a
soul. I know that the soul is in heaven and
mm-hmm.
is very happy and is learning and was very happy to leave. See, any walk-ins that happen, it's always agreed upon. And this
right.
was totally
Everything
agreed
we
upon.
Do. Nobody, we're never a victim. I understand that totally.
Never a victim. Everything's
At
always
some
agreed
level,
upon. And planned.
Right.
Yeah,
At
this was
some
planned.
Level. Mm-hmm.
This
I get
was
that.
Planned before she was born.
So when did this happen?
This happened last August, so a year ago, August.
Is that when you were in Mexico for the first time?
No, I've been going to Mexico all my life, but no, this okay. happened in Oregon during the Out of the Mind okay. Matrix class.
So could you give me, I wrote in a question, but I'm going to, since I have you live, I'm just so excited to see you. I mean, I almost see you. I really do. You're just awesome. I love you.
Thank you.
But what will you give me a definition of a walk-in?
Definition of a walk-in? I can tell you a story, another story of a walk-in, which is really interesting. You know, some walk-ins, because see, some souls just can't handle it and they need to leave. But their body can't leave, they need to stay. Well, another soul will come in and take over, and then the original soul can leave. And when the walk-in soul comes in, they pick up all the memories and all the programming of that soul.
Right.
And a lot
so
of times,
I know it. Excuse me, but I know it as the second breath of life. So the first breath of life is the infant that was originated for that human body. And they said they couldn't handle it, so they left. And only if somebody agreed upon it, they were the second breath of life. Have you ever heard that term?
No, but that makes
first
sense.
First breath of life.
It's
okay.
the same thing. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
But
yeah.
yeah, but I hadn't been here before, and we were both hanging out in
so
the same
Tamara
body.
So Tamara was the first breath of life. Right? Tamara was born into that infant's body and grew up as a little child and into a beautiful woman. And she was
but
the first
was
breath of life.
Growing up with Tamara. I was also growing up with Tamara. I was also here.
You were with her the whole time. So she had a friend.
I was with her since she was 3 years old.
Oh. Do you look like her?
We're the same people.
Yeah.
But when I took over the body, I've dropped 45 pounds.
And about
so,
10
I'm still
years.
Working on getting it cleaned out.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take any more time. I just had to ask that. Thank you so much, Ian, Shelley. I just love your show. And thank you, Tamara.
Mm. You're welcome.
I'm going to follow you closer. I don't know how I missed it. There's so many things that are confusing to me.
The time is perfect, though. The time is right. So it'll...
Okay.
Yeah.
It'll
I'm right.
Thanks,
you.
Sheldon.
Namaste.
Namaste. All right.
I mean,
thanks.
People noticed changed. I hung out with a cousin of mine
yeah.
a couple of months ago, and she said, what happened to you? She goes, you used to be all over the place. So I explained it to her. She goes, that makes sense. So my mom looks at me like, what's up? My brother was living with me at the time, and I could tell he could see the shift.
Mm-hmm.
He saw the shift. My youngest son knows, and he says, yes, you're so different.
Yeah.
And we're so close.
Mm-hmm.
So close. Because I don't have a lot of those programmings that Tamara had, you know, so I'm able to be much more loving and kind and compassionate than I was the previous years.
yeah. Okay. You know, but you need a vessel to do the work and to reach people like you're reaching now.
This was all agreed upon, you know, before Tamara was born. This was all set up, agreed upon. I started talking to her in 2012 that it was time to integrate me. And I told her again in front of the Sphinx and in Egypt, and she knew we were one. When she was in Italy, you know, I'd go and talk to her, and she knew we were one. She got that, but she didn't realize we were both inside the body. She didn't understand that until August last year. That's when she understood that. And you know, Tamara, in a lot of ways, I mean, she was here doing her work, but she felt this world was so harsh, which I know a lot of people feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was allowed to leave, she was so excited to go. She says, "You mean you will take over and I can leave?" And I said, "Yes." She was thrilled to get out of here. She always taught, and if you listen to some of Tamara's old recordings, she always said, "I'm not going to die. I'm going to walk out of here." She always knew she would be walking out.
Yeah.
And not knowing how or when or anything else. Mm. You know, she was very, very aware of that. And when it was time, that's what happened. And then after that happened, I took off to Mexico for 3 months, and I needed that time for integration. And then I went to Europe for England for another 6 months. And then I went back over to Mexico for 3 months. And that whole time I've been working on really integrating and being here and being fully in my power and ready to speak out on whatever. I'm not interested in hiding anything. I mean, because there's many of us here. So here I am. I'm here to work. I'm here to serve. That's my job.
Yeah, and we're going to experience some of your work a little later on. But let's give someone else the opportunity to speak with you. I've got someone from Anaheim, California, and 3990. So if you're from Anaheim, you're on live with Tamara. So just let us know who you are.
Hello, Tamara. Hello, Ian. This is Kim. How are you?
Hi, Kim. Welcome.
Hi, I am very curious. Hi, Tamara. I'm just very curious about how we can go about merging or integrating the timeline that we're in. This is my first time hearing that we live in multiple timelines, and how are you going to go about doing this? And since that's the case, are we what we call fragmented? Is that the proper term that we use?
Yeah, exactly. So what we'll do is bring in... And you'll be a whole soul instead of your soul split off in all these different timelines. So you'll become much more into your power. You'll feel much stronger within your abilities to create and to live your life. And I work for God. I don't claim to do any of this. My boss is God, or the creator of all that is, or whatever you want to call that. And I connect to that energy. Some people call it the sacred energy because you might feel a spinning effect. And that's where the work's done. And so,
Is that on the soul level only, or is it also based on our four bodies, where we have our physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental bodies that's fragmented?
It brings in all of your energy from all of those, and it will integrate within your whole system.
Okay. Wow. Would you be able to identify how do you go by a percentage of fragmentation or of
an I connect with God. God's the healer. God does the work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the facilitator.
Okay. That's beautiful in what we do. Thank you so much. Looking forward to the integration.
Thanks, Kim. Much love.
You're
to
welcome,
you. Thanks for
sweetheart.
Calling in. You know, I wanted to ask, I know that you do healings, well, you facilitate the healings. Someone's got a question here. This is Connie from Forest Grove in British Columbia, up in Canada. And Connie's wondering if you could either help remove, well, she's asking for you to help remove the stuff that's causing her right arm to be frozen. But is anything that you can see or help Connie with regarding her right arm?
So it's okay to connect with you, Connie. Let me connect and find out what it is. The first thing I'm hearing is overwhelm. And the energy is about giving and being in your power. And you're really overwhelmed of how much you have to do. And you feel stressed out. If you would like, I can connect with your shoulder. And your right shoulder area also has to do with your lungs, with grief and sorrow. So we'll clear that grief and sorrow and that overwhelm. And anybody else that's listening to the call, if you feel overwhelmed or you feel grief and sorrow, you can focus on that now. I'll help all of you with the same thing. And Connie, if you could just touch with your left hand on your shoulder there. And continue, just allow this energy to flow through you. It will continue. This is just the beginning of it. And over the next few days, you might start releasing a lot of grief and sorrow that you've been holding really all your whole life. And that overwhelm, you'll start to feel calmer and that you can handle life much better.
Thank you. Thank you. Here's a question from Saila, S-A-I-L-A. So if you're listening, that's how I pronounced it, Saila, from Stockholm in Sweden. And Saila has a question. Can you please heal my ringing in the ear, which I know originates from one of my past lives or timelines? But Tamara, before, and I'll read that question again, but before you answer that question, my question is, when you do the work to collapse our timelines, to bring everything into the now moment, how does that affect us physically?
It'll take about 3 weeks to 3 months to integrate. It'll happen slowly so that your body's not overwhelmed and it can handle the shifts that you're going through. And again, you'll just feel more in the now and more together and be able to be more focused.
Mm.
And you'll just see that your life is much easier to control and you're much more here. Instead of so scattered, because again, if you're running in 100 lifetimes, your mind is consciously scattered, even though you're not consciously aware that you're living in 1852 and having a gunfight. You know what I mean? But it still affects you. Whereas when we collapse those timelines in the parallel universes, you'll be able to bring in your power now. And those effects from those lifetimes will no longer affect you in this lifetime.
So for Saila, or Saila in Stockholm, she believes that the ringing in her ears is originating from a previous lifetime. What can you see or feel, and can you help her with her ringing in her ears? There's always implied consent when they write in.
Yeah, you know, a lot of the ringing in the ear, and it's a lot of vibration that is in the air, like radio waves. And there's these radio waves in the air, depending on what vibrational level you vibrate at, that is going to create different belief systems within you. And they're like radio waves. And I don't remember what week, but out of the Mind Matrix package, we work on that. We work on the mind control vibrations that are on the planet so that you raise your vibration above that, and the ringing in the ear should stop. And if you want to just think that, okay, I'm going to go above that vibration, so imagine bringing your energy up above that vibration, and that ringing in the ear should no longer bother you, and whatever belief systems it's creating will also disappear.
Okay, so are you going to do any more work with Saila, or should we just talk about, which I think is a perfect opportunity, talk about what's in that package, since you did reference that, and a lot of the healing can occur through
that
package.
Yeah, a lot of healing can occur in this package.
So should we do that?
Let's go ahead and talk about that, because in the package is – now, each one of these weeks is an hour long. It's a video and an audio.
Okay. Let me just direct people so they can follow along visually, Tamara, which they like to do. So everyone, if you're on the webinar page, click the orange offer button underneath Tamara's photograph, and that'll take you to Tamara's offer. Now, if you're not on the webinar page, then you would type in wotashow.com, wotashow.com. Then you put in a /. And Tamara 8, T-A-M-R-A, that's T-A-M-R-A, and the number 8. Everything's lowercase, nice and easy, wotashow.com/Tamara8, and you can follow along visually as Tamara takes us through the package here, getting out of the mind matrix with love. So, yeah, Tamara, please, I'm sorry to interrupt you there, but I just wanted to give people a chance to follow. Tell us about the package here.
Absolutely. The week one is clearing your first incarnation. A lot of times when they come onto the planet the first time, it can be really shocking and overwhelming and traumatizing, because you've come from this pure source love, and you come into the separation and the fear and everything else. That's why a lot of people in the olden days, you would say, didn't live long, because the vibration was so low and so hard. And then if you go back, you know, thousands and thousands of years, people lived hundreds and hundreds of years, because the vibration was a lot easier, and then it got really dense. But anyways, a lot of people and a lot of souls are born in still holding on to all that trauma. So we clear the first incarnation on the first week, and then the second week, and there's many, many activations in each one of these calls. And week two, we clear 0 to 7. And again, when you come into this planet, you're basically a brand new PC that's receiving all kinds of software that runs your life. So we clear 0 to 7 through in week two. And then in week three, we clear lack and limitation is an illusion. So again, we can have anything we want. It's just our belief systems about it that stops us from creating it. And trust me, in the mind matrix or the PC or the mainframe computer, there's tons of those belief systems. So this helps you unplug from all those belief systems so you can really create abundance in your life. And then, because this is going to go through your life. And then deactivate mind control vibration. You know, there's a lot of mind control vibrations of suicide, of even being transgender or the death wish or killing people or there's just so many different ones depending on what level you're at. And this will clear that out so that mind control vibration is no longer controlling your life. And then disconnect from disease consciousness. You know, disease, all disease is programs and belief systems that we plug into. And they're constantly fed to us on what we should believe or what disease we're going to get or what percentage of people get this disease or that disease. And when you go, oh, well, 50% of people will get this. Well, I'm really unlucky. I guess I'll get that. Boom, you just downloaded the program that you're going to get some type of disease. And you plugged into it. There's really no such thing as disease except our belief systems of it, and therefore we create it. So this clears that out, because where we're going on this evolution on the planet, there will be no more disease on this planet. And so this clears you out of it. There's no reason to run disease programs. And this one is deactivating beliefs about death and aging is week 6. You know, we really shouldn't age. There's people walking around this planet that are 300 years old. If you've read the books, these are great books, Masters from the Far East, they talk about many people they met that are 200, 300, even 400 years old, and they look like they're in their 20s. And I'm still working on this. I would really like to be here as long as I need to be, but trust me, I want to look 20 or 30. And it's just our belief systems that create that. Because if you think about people that can levitate, it's because they change their belief systems so that they can levitate, so they can walk on water, or they can swallow glass. I don't know if you've seen people on TV, they can swallow glass. That's because they have the belief system that they can swallow glass and it won't hurt them. And they've shifted out all the belief systems that it hurts them, right? So it's the same thing about death, aging, diseases, all of that. Week 7 is walk-ins. And during me teaching this class is when all of this happened with me. So this will clear soul contracts. I talk about my experience in this. And there's 6 activations and a guided meditation included in this. There's 4 audios in it. And a few people discovered they were walk-ins. They weren't 2 souls in the body like I was. They were walk-ins. And then a higher self and sacred geometry. So this starts really opening you up for the integration. And this will really help you with the timelines in the parallel universe activation I'm going to be doing with you guys. This will also help you understand it and help you with your integration. So these are sacred geometry activations and connections. And there's also guided meditation in here. We always end with a guided, most of them we end with a guided meditation that you can use over and over and over again that will help you with this process. And then the galactic oversoul. You know, you've heard of your oversoul, and your oversoul, you know, is many aspects of you. And so this helps that integration. And then your universal oversoul, again, we're all in this together.
Mm-hmm.
And then week 11 is the other you. This is really working on different timelines and doing that stuff. So there's 3 activations and a guided meditation. Since doing this, I've done this other process of collapsing the timeline. But still, you know, with the process and the integration, this is really, really, really good help. And then week 12 is the Godhead. And there's 2 guided activations and two sacred activations and a guided meditation. The Godhead is where I connect and do the world and do my work, and or the eye of God. And it's really a swirling energy. And it's above all programs, all universes, everything. And it's really, really powerful to go into that space and connect and just relax. And it comes with the ebook also, and I painted that picture.
You painted it.
Yeah, can't you tell? I paint energy art, and this is one of my pieces.
Pretty cool dude.
Yeah. Well, you notice he's holding up the peace sign and pointing to his heart and winking at you.
Yep.
Because it's peace of the world. And you notice how the fingers are together.
Uh-huh.
This is peace. When you open your fingers, that's separation. When you put your fingers together, that's the peace sign. And he's pointing to his heart. He's winking at you. Because world peace comes from your heart. That's how we get that.
Beautiful. So that's basically offer 1, package A, but there's also a coupon that you've provided. So you have an extensive store where people can get access to activations and anything that they guided to purchase from your storefront. And included in this is a $50 coupon that can be applied towards additional purchases, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
You can use it on anything on the website.
Beautiful.
Except a live. Now, the live training is for practitioner trainings, but live webinars, it's totally usable on live webinars, just not on practitioner training.
Okay. So do me a favor for everyone's benefit here. Just summarize this here. There's 12 weeks, and there's a lot of modules, and you've you've highlighted some of the modules here and what they're for. Maybe if you could give us a summary of, okay, so if I'm someone who's I'm considering this, you know, how is my life going to be a little different once I've gone through these 12 weeks?
Well, even just doing week one and week two is going to shift you so much. It's unbelievable.
Okay.
And then, clearing your first incarnation, clearing age 0 to 7, I would use that over and over and over again, because you're not going to be able to clear out millions of programs all in, you know, one listen. But not that you have to listen to this 30 times or 40 times, but I've listened to it a couple times, wait a couple weeks, listen to it again. And lack and limitation is an illusion. So if you're in any lack or limitations in your life and everything's just not flowing, it's just an illusion. So it's going to clear the illusion so you'll know you can have anything you want. You know, deactivating the mind control vibration, a lot of people hear ringing in the ears, and that's really the vibrations that are in the air. Disconnect from disease consciousness. You know, are you sick? You know, what are you creating in your life? This will disconnect you from those belief systems.
Okay.
You know, about death and aging, you know, we're born and then we know we're going to die, so we're always in that fear of death, and then we're always in the process of aging. How about if you clear those out and you live in the here and the now, and without those belief systems constantly running in the background,
mm-hmm.
you know, and walk-ins, that's very interesting. And higher self and sacred geometry, this is going to, again, help you really line up with your oversoul, your universal oversoul, and all aspects of you, bringing all of that in with the process I'm doing today. It's really going to help you understand this and create this for yourself. And what's going to happen with you is you're really going to be in your power. You're going to be a really powerful being. To really love and live the life you truly desire. And it's so amazing. It totally shifted my life. I've had many testimonials on this class. People are just so different.
Wonderful. Thank you.
And so you get a $50 coupon on top of this.
Okay.
And it's only, you know, $99. I mean, that's...
right, exactly.
I charged a half of a lot more for that package.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Well, and thank you so much for bringing that to the community. And there's also a package B, which includes everything in package A, and then you've got sacred geometry activations included in the next package.
Yeah.
So tell us about those activations.
The sacred geometry activations are some of the first activations I received. And just like a chakra system, you also have sacred geometry around your body. And a lot of times the sacred geometry flow is broken and stuck like chakra systems. So these activations will activate your sacred geometry within your auric field and really help you flow more. The first activation I ever received was the Lord, I call it the Lord Metatron because I received it from Lord Metatron. And it'll activate actually 12 to 18 strands of DNA, just depending on where you're at. You know, you can't go from, you know, 8 to 18. It's just you won't be able to comprehend it. So it'll continue to increase and expand. And these activations will take about 3 weeks. You listen to them once, and they will continue to change you over the next 3 weeks. When you listen to the activations or deactivations, they continue to change you for days, weeks, and even months. You keep going up to a higher, 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 higher vibrational level. It keeps shifting you. The Avebury Stonehenge changed my practice. I mean, I was working on people for months and not being able to change something. And after that activation, within a 20-minute session, we totally changed their life. I mean, I had a lady that was on a walker from a stroke. And after doing the first 3 activations with her, the next morning she woke up 95% better, let go of her walker. She could use her left arm. She could walk without the walker. Now, again, I'm not the healer. I'm the facilitator.
Mm-hmm.
But just totally changed her life, and she was able to get better. She walked with a little bit of a limp, And she stopped doing the activations for about a year because, you know, when you go through a major shift like that, sometimes it freaks you out. But a year later, she started listening again, and then the limp also went away. You never even knew she had a stroke. Christ consciousness awareness, a lot of people are talking about this, Christ consciousness. You know, I mean, that's where we're going. And it starts with this. Again, it's also the flower of life and sacred geometry. And it'll really help you to start loving yourself. Huge shifts. I went from a one-piece bathing suit to a two-piece after that one. The Tree of Life activation, people also hear about the Tree of Life. This was the second activation I received. Because when I started receiving these activations, I said, okay, God, I'm here. What do you want me to do? And I was told to go into the Akashic Records, and that's where I met Lord Metatron. I didn't know who he was. And for the first 6 months, I called him Lord Antoine. And every time I called him Lord Antoine, he says, that's not correct. And so it took me 6 months to figure out it was Lord Metatron. And then I Googled his name and went, holy cow, that's who I'm talking to. So the Tree of Life, when I connected again, and I was told again to go into the Akashic Records. There was another being standing there, and I'm all, okay, who are you? Because I knew who Lord Metatron was, right? Because he had been taking me on these fascinating trips to go meet Shaw and stuff. And he says, I'm Moses. And I'm all, Moses who? I didn't know I could talk to Moses. I mean, this is at the beginning of all this. So Tree of Life activation is also called the Moses Code, and it really helps lighten you up. If you're a writer or an artist or anything like that, it's really going to help your focus. Planetary alignment, everybody talks about Mercury retrograde and all that kind of stuff. You run this, that stuff will stop bothering you, and you'll just go with the flow. And then item two is a four-week age reversal course I did. There's 25 activations and 44 guided meditations in this on 17 videos and audios. And this is, again, about clearing out all of your belief systems about aging, because we don't need to age. It's just our belief systems about it and, of course, the collective consciousness belief systems about it. We really should be able to be here for hundreds of years. And on many different planets, they live for hundreds of years. And there's masters on this planet now that are over 300 years old. Of course, you're not going to hear about them, but they're here. And they're living. And they look good. And then, so that's package B.
Okay. Beautiful. Well, lovely, lovely package. Thank you so much. We want to make sure that we're honoring you, Tamara, for bringing that to the wisdom community and giving it the time that it needs so that people can take a look at this and really feel into this is something that they are resonating with, which looks like a beautiful, beautiful package, very, very expansive. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, everyone is always concerned with, well, how is this going to change me? So that was why I asked the question, because when you look at this, there's so much in here that is going to transform. There's audios, there's videos, activations in here, two wonderful, wonderful options. So thank you so much again, Tamara, for bringing this to the wisdom community.
You're welcome. Yeah, and there's also guided meditations you can use. I'm also a master certified hypnotherapist. To really help you shift, and it's a package to help you with everything. You know, it's a package to help you with life, to really be able to be here now and to be present and to create the life you desire. Mm-hmm. And let go of the beliefs about disease, let go of the beliefs about lack and limitations. And then, you know, the further on as you go, it's really about bringing in that higher vibration of knowledge that you really are everything.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, thank you so much. Well, I'd love it now if you would take us through the activation. You've got
absolutely.
A couple. So whatever's coming through, the labels and boxes or whatever's coming through, we are just in the receiving right now.
Perfect. So labels and boxes, you know, we label ourselves as different things. And when we label ourselves as something, like say you label yourself as, God, I don't want to use an addiction. And I really didn't want to go into, well, I'm going to use the example of, let's say you label yourself as a Christian. Well, in the Christian community, there's thousands and thousands of belief systems. So therefore, you're going to run the collective consciousness of that. If you label yourself as poor, then you are going to be running the collective consciousness belief systems about being poor. So labels and boxes, what this is going to do, however you label yourself, say you label yourself Italian, and you live in Italy, then you're going to be creating all the belief systems and the collective consciousness belief systems about being Italian and living in Italy. I know that's not a great example. But what this is going to do is clear that out so that you're not labeled as anything and not running those belief systems, so you can truly be you and who you are without having to identify as that group. You know, a lot of people identify themselves as spiritual, and what happens with that, and that's how this actually came out, and this is how this started with me, is it's like, you know, I'm not really spiritual and I'm not religious. You know, I'm about oneness and being who I am. And I was trying to categorize myself. It's like, how do I categorize myself? Because if you categorize yourself as spiritual, then you're running all the belief systems about that the spiritual community is plugged into. And I didn't agree with all of them. And I agree with a lot of the religion, but not a lot of the religion. You know, there's a lot of misinformation programmed in there. So, and if you're, I'm sorry, I'm going on and on and on. If you're labeling yourself as one or the other, then you're automatically subconsciously running the programs of the whole collective consciousness of that group. So this is going to clear you out in whatever you are labeling yourself as so that you can be just you. You can hang out with whoever you want to hang out with without having to run all those belief systems. So we're going to clear that, and then the next one I'm going to do is timelines and parallel universes.
Okay.
So that we can bring in your full and complete power so you're not living all these timelines at the same time so that you can totally and completely be present. So I'm going to go from one to the other while I'm doing this, and I'm going to be silent. And again, this is the beginning of the work. The beginning of the activation. This energy will continue to work with you. If you feel dizzy, just imagine that you can ground and connect into Mother Earth, and that will stop the dizziness. Okay, just connect into Mother Earth.
Okay.
And this will continue to shift you over the next few days, next few weeks, even the next few months. You'll continue just to feel more and more calm, relaxed, and in your power, and because you've stopped running thousands of programs, you know, of other people's programs and belief systems, you're able to allow that higher vibration to come in to really create what you desire. So let's start with labels and boxes. So however you label or box yourself, just focus on that. And more thoughts might come in while I'm doing this. You can't do this wrong. I connect with the God energy while I do this, and I'm going to start. And as I do this, I'm silent so you can have your own process, so know I'm here, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to start the timeline in parallel universes. Okay, so just imagine that you can bring your energy into Mother Earth. Like you can put your feet in the soil or the sand or the water. Just imagine that you can do that. This really helps ground and connect you and just really bring you into your body. And the integration, again, will continue and you'll continue to shift. As in about 2 to 3 days, you feel a little emotional. Just know that that's a lot of belief systems that are shifting out and that are leaving. And when they leave, they don't return. So be kind and loving and to yourself and have compassion for yourself as you go through this process. And be kind and loving to everybody around you because you might get a little grumpy. Just a little bit of a warning.
Yeah.
So if that happens, just know it's your belief systems that are shifting out.
Thank you. Thank you. Beautiful. Thank you for the activations that you've just done. Yeah, you're totally in the receiving. Thank you. Thank you. Beautiful. Well, Tamara,
Thank you for bringing me on and allowing me to do this process because this is my job. Is the oneness. So to be able to reach as many people as possible, I'm so thankful because it helps our whole planet. Thank you.
Oh, most definitely. It's been such a pleasure having you on and having you share your wisdom and insight with all of us and obviously the beautiful activations you've done. And thanks for taking the call. So it's been a wonderful time that we've shared today. I wanted to ask you if there's anything else that is coming through either that's coming through from Shah, coming through right now to share with the wisdom group that's listening to the show as we start to wind this down.
You are absolutely amazing, beautiful, creative, joy-filled, and lovely. And I invite you to look in the mirror and tell yourself how much you love yourself. And practice that because you are so loved and you're so important to the whole. And if you knew how important you were to everybody and to the whole of all of us, you would give yourself a big hug 20 times a day because you are amazing. And thank you for showing up and being here.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Tamara, thank you again, sweet soul, sacred soul, for being here and sharing with the wisdom community. We're all grateful for your time and your wisdom and your insights. So thank you again for being here on the show today.
Thank you so much. It's so lovely to connect with you. I really appreciate it. Have an absolute lovely night.
Okay, much love, much love. And thank you so much, sacred souls, shining souls, beautiful beloveds, brothers and sisters, everyone who is here, part of the wisdom community. Thank you again for being here. And thank you so much for doing your part by raising your vibration, connecting to higher frequencies, because you are helping every single one of us upgrade and up-level. So much love to you all. Thank you, thank you. And we thank Divine Mother, Divine Father. We thank Mother Earth and Father Sun. We thank the Ancient Ones. We thank the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service for bringing us all together and supporting us in our ascension. Thank you all. Much love to you all. Bye now. Namaste.